In today's show, Bitcoin hits a new yearly high of $21,500. And this just in, breaking news, Bitcoin price has increased for 14 days straight, a single day away from making a new historic, new record. Let's go. Also in today's show, Silvergate reports $1 billion net loss in the fourth quarter of 2022. The report highlighted that deposits in the fourth quarter were $7.3 billion, which was lower than the third quarter figure of $12 billion. Also in today's show, defunct crypto hedge fund Three Arrows Capital founders are seeking $25 million to start a new exchange amid scrutiny, and the new name for this is GTX. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is forming a bottom akin to the 2018, with one key difference according to Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone. Also in today's show, the World Economic Forum predicts metaverse tech will change the industry first, moving to the consumer space later. That's right. For the organization, the biggest impact of the implementation of this tech will be observed in industrial environments, where it will contribute to carrying out more tasks and reducing expenses. Also in today's show, legendary trader Peter Brandt unveils his bullish outlook for the king crypto and shares how high Bitcoin may soar. And according to the trader's chart, Bitcoin could start a new bull market after breaking out of the inverse head and shoulder pattern en route to $70,000 first, before correcting back down to $33,000 and then rallying all the way up to around $175,000 in 2025. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in to today's live episode of Crypto News Alerts. This is podcast episode number 1166 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. I'm your host, JV, and today is January 17th, 2023. And checking out the market watch here, you can see Bitcoin pumping up 0.7% for the day, trading at $21,150 at the time of this live stream. We got Ether up 1.5%, trading just under $1,600. And as you can see, all of the major cryptos are pumping and in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap sitting at roughly $991 billion, with about $50 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 41.1% and the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Casper leading the pack up 15%, trading just above 3.7 cents, followed by Aave up 12%, trading above $87, followed by Gala up 12%, trading just above 5 cents. Below that, we have FXS as well as Curve DAO Token. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we have FTT up a whopping 75%, Mana, which is the Decentraland, up 77%, and just massive overall gains for the entire crypto altcoin market, which is a great indicator. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, it shows we are currently rated a 51 in neutral. About time, as the bulk of the year for 2022, we were stuck in fear, in extreme fear. So it's good to see it change. And welcome once again to everyone just tuning in to today's live show. Let me know if you feel we're likely more bullish or bearish with the current price action setup as we dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out some of the charts. Bitcoin hit new 2-month highs overnight into January 19th as suspicions over the market's validity gain momentum. And I think it means January 17th, obviously, and not the 19th, as we're not currently in the future. But nonetheless, I digress. Data from Cointelegraph MarketScore and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it consolidated above 21,000 after hitting 21,500 on Bitstamp. That marked the pair's highest point yet this year in 2023, the latest accomplishment in a bullish recovery unchallenged since the FTX debacle. Amid widespread mistrust of the move, however, fresh warnings arose as Bitcoin continued to defy predictions of a major retracement. Analyzing order book composition for Bitcoin on the largest exchange Binance, material indicators expressed surprise that those bidding Bitcoin higher had not yet pulled support. Quoting him here, been expecting the block of bids placed Friday the 13th, the rug, but it's attracted over 2x the amount of bid liquidity into the range, which is short-term bullish. It commented, in my opinion, this move seems choreographed, not fighting it, but limiting exposure 2, manage risk. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. Now, as Cointelegraph reported, whales were already in the spotlight after mass buying ensued last week, quoting them here. They are trying to attract more bids to exploit the thin upside liquidity. We could debate 100 different strategic reasons why, but the net effect of big increases in bid liquidity is the same, at least until we retest the local lows and they start rugging support. Now, fellow trader Binazin General noted similarly unusual order book composition at derivatives platform Deribit, with support between $20,000 and $21,000. Deribit's books looks interesting. It's not often so skewed to one side, it argued. Now, doubts over the rally staying power, meanwhile, extended beyond exchanges. In a blog post published by analytics platform CryptoQuant January 16th, their contributor flagged potential insufficient demand. The reason, it said, was due to Bitcoin moving back to exchanges for sale while stablecoin supplies dwindled. Recent Bitcoin rally has led to market participants depositing their Bitcoin from cold storage to spot exchanges for profit taking. Such increase in selling pressure allows, along with the decreasing reserve of stablecoins for purchases, will likely lead to a short-lived recovery rally. More demand is needed for the rally to be sustainable. So there you have it. But one thing to point out here, we're making history only one day away. Bitcoin price increased 14 days in a row, just a single day away from making a historic new record, which you can see the record was back all the way in November of 2013. We had 15 days, a positive, continuous price action on the rise. And now the second longest streak is now January of 2023 with 14 days in a row. DeFi will likely to go another day and surpass the potential record and maybe even go to 16 days. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And then in July of 2020, we had 10 days of increased price action, followed by September of 2017, we also had 10 days. So there you have it. And welcome to everyone just tuning in to today's live show. Our next story of the day is Silvergate. Check this out. They report a $1 billion net loss in the fourth quarter of 2022. Silvergate Bank, which currently faces a class action lawsuit over its FTX and Alameda Research dealings, has announced a $1 billion net loss attributable to the common shareholders in the fourth quarter of last year. In a recent report published by the U.S. SEC, the digital asset bank highlighted that it saw significant outflows of deposits in the last quarter of 2022 and made actions to maintain the cash liquidity, including wholesale funding and selling debt securities. The company also highlighted a transformational shift in the digital asset space, noting that a crisis of confidence throughout the ecosystem led customers to take risk-off positions on crypto trading platforms. And according to the report, the average digital asset customer deposits in the fourth quarter of 2022 was $7.3 billion. This is significantly lower compared to the third quarter of 2022, where deposits were around $12 billion. So despite the losses, the company notes that it has taken action to prepare for a sustained period of lower deposits. And according to the announcement, Silvergate is managing its expense base and evaluating its product portfolio and customer relationships. Amid the challenges, Silvergate CEO Alan Lane highlights that the company still believes in the digital asset industry and remains committed to maintaining a highly liquid balance sheet with a strong capital position. Now on January 5th, the company laid off around 200 employees, which accounted for roughly 40% of its workforce as part of its efforts to stay afloat. In addition, the company also shelved plans to launch a digital currency project, writing off $200 million used to purchase technology developed by Facebook, taking losses on losses. Reacting on the situation, rating firm Moody's Investor Service downgraded its ratings for Silvergate Bank. The rating went from BAA2, which was the lower medium grain, to BAA1, which is considered junk. And apart from this, Moody also highlighted that the outlook for both Silvergate Capital and its bank is negative. Not so good as the contagion continues in the crypto markets. Now let's dissect our next story of the day and discuss GTX Exchange, which is kind of reminiscent of FTX. Now, the kicker here, this is from the defunct crypto hedge fund Three Arrows Capital founders seeking $25 million to start this new exchange. That's right. There's a flurry of reports and screenshots of the alleged pitch deck and website that claims that the two Three Arrows Capital founders, Suzu and Kyle Davies, are attempting to raise $25 million from investors. They allegedly want to start a new exchange called GTX. The crypto hedge fund Three Arrows Capital filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection during the first week week of July 2022. As pointed out here, Three Arrows Capital founders are aiming to raise $25 million for the new crypto exchange GTX. What could potentially go wrong, right? Now, it's alleged the company's liquidators had difficulty communicating with the two co-founders. Suzu and Davies were recently served subpoenas via Twitter. And additionally, reports indicated Three Arrows Capital is allegedly being investigated for potential legal violations by the U.S. SEC as well as the CFTC. And in addition, Suzu and Davies, two CoinFlex executives, Mark Lamb and Sadhu Argyaman, are also mentioned as being part of the new team. CoinFlex, like Three Arrows Capital, also suffered from the financial issues and filed for restructuring services late last August. Now, of course, the alleged pitch deck and website screenshots were shared on social media, and Three Arrows Capital founders were widely mocked. Both founders have been more active on social media recently, but they have not addressed the recent speculation about them starting a new crypto exchange called GTX, and at this time, it has not been officially confirmed whether the Three Arrows Capital duo is starting a new crypto exchange. All I know is this: if these guys were likely to get the funding and start the exchange, how many of you would actually trust them and put your hard-earned crypto in their exchange, GTX? Let me know in the comments right down below. And with that being shared, now let's discuss our next story of the day and the latest technical analysis. As per Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone, the Bloomberg senior commodity strategist believes that Bitcoin could be developing a bottom in the same way it did prior to the 2019 bull run, but said there is a major difference this time around. During a new interview January 16th with crypto podcaster Scott Melker, McGlone argued, unlike in 2018 when financial institutions such as the Fed were easing interest rates, this time they'll still be tightening along with every central bank. Back then, the Fed already started easing and we held the bottom and broke out higher. And then we had that issue in 2019. Right now, they're tightening aggressively. So if you look at that, you can't be too excited about any markets. Give it some time. Big picture, yes, really bullish Bitcoin, McGlone added. McGlone also warned that Bitcoin might not see a surge being predicted just yet, as there are challenging macroeconomic conditions and pressure from interest rate hikes. He believes that the NASDAQ is likely to dip below its 200-week moving average, which he claims is another indication that Bitcoin's price rally may not happen soon. Quoting McGlone here, liquidity is being pulled away still, and if the NASDAQ breaks down, everything breaks down. Bitcoin is going to be a part of it. I still think it's going to come out ahead. So to me, that's where we stand. Let me know if you agree or disagree with McGlone. He also said that the market has entered an unprecedented environment where we're having bounces in what we know are bear markets. And the Fed just says, sorry, we're taking the punch bowl away. We're not giving it to get back to you. I still think we're in the midst of the biggest macroeconomic reset of our lifetimes. We just had a 100-year event in terms of the pandemic. We're having a historic war in Europe, and we're having a historic shift in political leadership in China. I mean, it's going back to the days of the Soviet Union when you have one leader and are expecting to be economically viable. So there you freaking have it. What are your thoughts surrounding all of that? Let me know in the comments right down below, which leads us to our next story of the day, and that's the World Economic Forum. I'm not a fan of them personally, but they're heavily embracing the metaverse, which is interesting to say the least. So let's break this down. The World Economic Forum believes that the metaverse will be first applied in industrial environments instead of being adopted first by consumers. In a new article published January 13th, the organization predicts that the implementation of the metaverse will be done at an industrial level first, helping different companies to complete designing and monitoring tasks in a more efficient way. Two of the metaverse technologies that will become integral for the industry in this new phase are digital twins and extended reality. Implementing digital twins, we're not talking about the Winklevoss twins, just FYI. The digitalization of group of elements coming from the real world will allow testing the functionality of an element or examining the possible inefficiencies of an assembly line or simply prototyping a model without having to build it physically. Now, extended reality, another of the technologies mentioned in the article, will allow designers to mix elements from the real world with digital elements to examine the interactions between them both. These technologies are already being adopted by several companies, including automaker Renault, which launched its industrial metaverse in November, aiming to save $330 million by 2025 with the implementation. Interesting, eh? While there is significant focus on the consumer metaverse from companies like Meta, which have been investing billions of dollars into the sector, the World Economic Forum believes that industries will be the ones pushing innovation. Quoting the article here, we will develop many technologies for the industrial metaverse that will make their own way into the consumer metaverse, from micro optics and advanced haptic interfaces to AI sensing awareness. Now, the organization believes that once these two different metaverses are established, one be able to improve the other and vice versa. However, it recommends shifting the focus from putting resources into the consumer metaverse to putting them into the industrial metaverse, which is already happening in various sectors. The World Economic Forum has referred to the metaverse before, this is nothing new, issuing recommendations for maintaining safety and privacy in metaverse worlds in May of 2022, especially when including children as part of these environments. What are your thoughts surrounding the future of the metaverse and metaverses, as there are many of them, not just one universally? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, obviously, I do not trust World Economic Forum as far as I can trust them, but I'll be keeping you up to date and with the latest or whatever they have to share with ongoing updates regarding adoption of the metaverse. With that being shared, now let's discuss and dissect our breaking story of the day, and that's a $175,000 Bitcoin price prediction from veteran trader Peter Brandt. Let's break it down, shall we? Veteran trader Peter Brandt's predicting a bullish scenario for the King crypto that can propel the King crypto to a fresh all-time high in 2 years. Send it. Let's freaking go. Brandt tells his 700,000 Twitter followers that while it's within the realm of possibility for Bitcoin to launch a new bull market this year, in reality, nobody knows what will really happen. He makes a great point. Quoting him here, any idiot can make wild guesses about markets. So here's my dunce hat prediction. In reality, nobody has a clue what any given market will do. Looking at the trader's charts, he appears to be outlining a possible inverse head and shoulders pattern for Bitcoin that can push the King crypto above $30,000 by the second quarter of this year. Let's go. An inverse head and shoulders formation is one of the patterns that traders look for, as it indicates the potential end of a downtrend. Brandt also shows a chart that shows Bitcoin's possible long-term price action, and here's where things get quite exciting. You can see Bitcoin surpassing $175,000. So checking out the chart, Bitcoin could start a new bull market after breaking out of the inverse head and shoulders pattern en route to $70,000 before first correcting back to $33,000 and then rallying to around $175,000 in 2025. And at the time, Bitcoin is switching hands at around $21,200. So a move towards Brandt's long-term target suggests an upside potential of over 731%. For the King crypto, let me know if you agree or disagree with this bullish price prediction by Peter Brandt. Also want to throw in there some other bullish price predictions. Credible Crypto is predicting a $150,000 Bitcoin rally this year in 2023. We also have Tim Draper, extremely bullish, predicting a $250,000 Bitcoin price by the second half of this year as well. And we also have Max Kaiser predicting a multiple six-figure Bitcoin price in 2023, taking us to new all-time highs. Now, how many of you feel that an all-time high may be likely, but not likely this year, but potentially the year of the halving, 2024, or the year preceding the halving, which would be 2025, which is when Peter Brandt is predicting this $175,000 price action? Let me know in the comments below. Also like to throw out there that the Stock the Flow model is also predicting a six-figure Bitcoin price somewhere between 2024 and 2025. And let's also keep in mind that we have four-year cyclical cycles. And if history repeats, because it doesn't necessarily always rhyme, but you know, if it repeats or rhymes, I mean, it doesn't necessarily repeat, but often rhymes is what I meant to say, that we may see some extremely bullish price action post Bitcoin halving, but anything is still possible and up in the air for 2023. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. So let me know in the comments, where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to take us for a high of this year in 2023? Do you think we're likely to surpass 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, potentially 100,000? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.